Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Go behind the high walls, gilded gates and palace facades and into the very heart of the most famous families alive. Here's your daily consort from the Royal Observer.
As expected by many, a source confirmed Prince Harry, 40, and Meghan Markle, 43, have not been invited to spend Christmas with the royal family at Sandringham in Norfolk. Instead, the duo could be set to totally snub the monarchy and spend the festive season with another branch of their extended families. Charles Spencer has invited Harry, Meghan, and the children to Althorp this Christmas, a source close to the Spencer family shared. It's far too early to say whether they will take him up on it, but the offer is there if they want it. Every year since their last royal Christmas in 2018, Harry and Meghan have reportedly received an invite to stay at Sandringham House, where the royal family spend the festive season. However, the 2022 and 2023 Sussex invites remain in dispute, both of which were the first two Christmases under King Charles III. Honestly, I think the King stopped inviting them to things because they consistently turned the invitations down for years, a palace source shared about where His Majesty stands on extending visitation offers to Team Sussex. It doesn't have to automatically mean that he loathes them for good, it's still his youngest son, daughter-in-law and grandchildren at the end of the day. This led the Spencer Family Insider to observe, there hasn't been an invitation extended to Sandringham just yet, but that doesn't mean there won't be one forthcoming. It would be highly unlikely if there was an invitation extended to Sandringham, and I don't think they, the Sussexes, would take them up on it anyway. But simply taking their part in the bitter feud between the royal and Sussex camps is reportedly not the motive of the noble Spencer family. Behind the scenes, the Spencers have been working hard to get the brothers to reconcile, a second source stated. They understand William's hurt at Harry's betrayal, but they also understand Harry's position because of the way Diana was treated by the Windsors. During the Duke of Sussex's trip to Britain to attend Lord Rope Fellow's memorial service on August 29, HRH decided to stay with his uncle at the historic Althorp House, the official seat of the Spencer family, where the late princess is buried. Harry visited the grave when he was in Althorp, another friend of the Spencer family told an outlet. It's a very special place for all the family but especially Harry. It was a significant part of his motivation for staying there. Harry's staying with his mother's side of the family comes after the California Duke allegedly turned down his father's offer to stay with him during Harry's trip to the UK in May. The rebel prince reportedly did not speak a single word, nor did he even so much as look at his brother at the remembrance service. Page 6 reported on the Insider revelations.
For more of your daily consort, be sure to visit theroyalobserver.com. Subscribe and like this podcast. Oh, and keep calm and carry on.